What up? Yeah, we back. So did you check out rule number one about never ever getting drunk before a recording session? I hope so. Right, so now we back. We back with rule number two. Rule number two, I learned in 97. Everyone's ambition isn't the same. Accept it. Oh, hold up. By the way, you're probably wondering who I am. My name is Uni V Soul. I've been an independent artist for nearly three decades, right? And this is just me talking to you, somebody that might have never did it or is thinking about doing it. You know, this is kind of some information that I wish that somebody would have told me, because everything that I learned by trial and error. And I was really working on building a business out of it. And there's a lot of things that I had to go through, a lot of losses. I had to take a lot of bumps and bruises before I got to this point at the age I am now, where I'm making a full-time living recording. And it's not the way that it looked, the way that I thought it was going to look for me. But nevertheless, I kept going. So by the fact that I kept recording and releasing records and marketing and promoting records for myself, you know, like I said, for nearly three decades, I've learned a lot in the process, and I gained a whole bunch of skills in the process and a bunch of life lessons, I guess I want to say. So that's why I broke it down into, like, you know, these 25 rules. And, you know, you could go up there and you see the notes and you see all the different rules. But we just started last week. If you're catching up this week, we just started last week. And the first one was in 96, right? Never, ever, you know, be drunk at a recording session. And we talked about the reasons why, because it does. It drives you out and you're not focused and different. And I know everybody thinks it's a big party, but it's really, you know, if you're really in the recording business, then you're in the recording business. It's a business. And there's no business that you just constantly going to be drunk and high and different stuff like that. But not to harp on that, you can go back and listen to that episode. But this time right here, for rule number two, I'm going to take you to 97 when I learned this rule about everyone's ambition isn't the same. You have to accept it. You know, when you're a kid, you know, you got like a lot of dreams and stuff like that. And you got family members and you got dreams and, you know, you got friends, family members. And sometimes, you know, you guys are all hanging out together. So, you know, you think that, you know, oh, everybody kind of thinks alike. But as you get older, you realize, you know, people got to go their own separate ways. People want to do different things that they want to do. And, you know, although it's all fun, like I said, when you're young and it's fun and everybody's doing this kind of the same things, and yo, you know, you kind of have the group mentality. Well, if one's doing it, we all doing it, blah, 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 blah. But there is a point that you come, you have to find yourself. You got to find out what you want to do and what level you're willing to take it to. And you're going to find out quickly. If you're pursuing something, you're going to find out quickly, especially if you're wholeheartedly into something, right? If it's something that moves you, you'll start pushing out different things. You know, you might have hung out more, but you found something that really moves you. So you stopped hanging out. And people are like, oh, man, why you don't hang around? You know, you might have had a life-changing event, you know, that made you stop doing certain things. You know what I'm saying? And that's kind of the thing here is, like, you know, 97, I'm trying to think. You know, I was in a couple groups. I was in a group with my cousins, you know, a little rap group. We were, you know, rapping around the neighborhood. But for my cousins, it was a little bit different from them. You know, they were into sports. They were into, you know, my cousin Stylus, who I talked about last week, who brought me to the studio the first time. He was more into the trucking business and stuff like that, but he did DJ and stuff like that. And then, you know, like I said, my other cousins, they're into sports and different stuff, but we were all rapping and different stuff together and doing shows and having fun and different. But I probably was like the only one that was like really, really, really wanted to make a career out of it and would do whatever it took to make that happen, right? And you can't. And if it's your vision and it's your ambition, there's not anything that you can do to drag people with you. You dig what I'm saying? Because everybody grows up and to become their own man or woman, you know? And even prior to being with my cousins, I was in a group called Supreme Beings in college. Shout out to Supreme, Mike Muzan, you know? Well, Supreme Beings was actually Supreme and I first. And then we got Nazir and Muzan and stuff like that, but that's a whole nother story. That's some underground hip hop stuff. People that know. But even with that too, like being an underground MC, right? Starting out in 96 and Supreme Beings and stuff like that, all our ambitions wasn't the same, you know? Maybe one was more focused on, I don't know, partying or girls. And I'm just using these for example. One's ambition was to be the best lyricist. The other one was to make records. And, you know, like for me, it's like I wanted to, it wasn't really, I like being a lyricist, but at the same time, it was more about making these big records and really trying to, like, you know, impact people. And different. Like I said, everybody's ambitions ain't the same. What you do, you get together as a collective and you try to push everybody's ambition and you hope that everybody sticks around to see the fruit of it. But the reality is that everybody's ambition isn't the same. And so is everybody's drive is not the same. You know what I'm saying? Because you could be all out willing to give life and limb where another person's like, yo, I'm just going to hold on. You know, you ever been like that? Like, you know, when you be in school and they partner you up with somebody and you guys got to do like a crazy amount of work. Right. You got to do a crazy amount of work. And, you know, maybe in a group of like three or four. And, you know, like a couple people do the work and then everybody else takes the credit or whatever like that. So, you know. That, you know, in school, you might be able to get that off. I mean, and some people in life, they get it off. They're more like a parasite, something like that. But, you know, that's for somebody else to be aware of. That's for you to be aware of who's trying to drain your energy and stuff like that. I guess, you know, I'm getting a little bit off track, but I guess it kind of relates to everybody's ambition is not the same and you have to accept it. You have to see things for what they are. While you're on your path to what you're doing, if you're willing to do whatever it takes, if you're willing to have sleepless nights, if you're willing not to party, if you're willing, you know, like a lot of sacrifices, you know, then if you're willing to do all that, you're going to kind of expect it from somebody else if you're, you know, partnering up with them. But the thing is that everybody's ambition is not the same. It's very tricky. It's very tricky. And even when they're very similar, they still are not the same. One person could be a little bit more greedier than the other, right? Not, you know, and as far as greed, I don't want to put it in a bad way. Like they just want to accumulate more stuff, you know? So you might have a hard stop at a certain level of your life. You know, it's like you might be willing only to do up to a certain level where the person that you're dealing with may be willing to do more than what you're willing to do on a good or a bad thing and vice versa. You know what I'm saying? So I think it's very important to understand this as a truth, right? And it's like, it's easy. This is not so much for adults because adults kind of get it at this point because they've been burned so much or, you know, maybe some adults have been safeguarded their whole lives, but anybody that has let their heart out to somebody else, well, if you've been in love, you understand that everybody's ambition is not the same and you have to accept it. You might love harder than the person that loves you. You know what I'm saying? You might go harder for the person that you're going for than they would go for you. And you have to accept that. You got to accept that. You can't, because you were willing to go all out, you expect them to go all out. Only thing you could do is go all out because that's what you're supposed to do. We only hear this one time. That's what you're supposed to do, regardless to whom or what. You can only hope that they match your energy. And that's word is bond. That is word is bond. You know what I'm saying? Like, you can only hope they match your energy. Because you can't do anything else about it. It's kind of different when you're dealing with, you know, a child and you're dealing with a baby. You have, you know, you can affect their mind when they're young and build them up and get them on the same page. But even at some point in their life, your ambition and their ambition is not the same. And you have to accept that. And the sooner that you accept it and let it go, the quicker you'll have peace of mind and you can focus on you. And there's nothing wrong with focusing on you, to be honest. Because the more you focus on you, the more you understand you, the better you can become. And that's just going to exude everywhere you go. You dig what I'm saying? Everywhere you go, you're going to have that inner peace about yourself. Because you weren't expecting anything from anybody. You wasn't expecting anybody to give you anything. You didn't have to, oh, I'm just so disappointed because I was hoping such and such. Everybody's ambition is not yours. accept it. This was a hard thing for me to accept. So I guess it's a little easier to talk about now. Like I said, I picked up this kind of, I can reflect back and be like, oh yeah, I saw these things in 97. You're getting out of school and you're, okay, I want this kind of career. I'm going after this. This is what I get it now, right? And now I can reflect now. But, you know, before I couldn't reflect on it because I was in the midst of it. And I'm telling you all this stuff so you don't get frustrated. When you're running with a group of people and you're thinking that you're going to achieve this thing because you're moving and all of a sudden things start falling apart because everybody's ambition is not yours. Accept it. You know, and then you go to another group of people and you try to do things. I mean, you could look at it, you know, you could look at the, you know, NBA or something like that. When a player is trying to play with a team and they not moving to win the championship, it's like, yo, I got to find a new team. Everybody's ambition ain't the same. You know what I'm saying? It's very hard to get with some people that want to win on the same thing that you want to do. That's what a team is all about. You know what I'm saying? Folks coming together for one common goal. But everybody's ambition is not the same. So, you know, you always got to give hats off when you see these big, thorough teams and different things, because somehow the leadership and just the togetherness, people understood the mission, they got together, and then they pile drive through, right? Even though everybody had different ambition goals and drive, you know, it's like, hey, you do work, we do work, we do work, do we do, and you know, whether it was two people or 200 a team, you know, that's why these monumental things happen. And I think it's pretty impressive. But I think one way, you know, to get to that is to understand that everybody's ambition ain't yours, but it's your job to make them understand your ambition, not just verbally, through your action, taking action, right? So your ambition and your vision is being seen and heard and felt. Yeah, I think we good. I think we good on that. I got a little bit confused earlier, you know, had my numbers mixed up. But yo, I'm Uni. I hope this helps you. You know, you could reach out to me. You could call my business line 646-494-5331, or you could email me at uni@radiorec.com. This is like a segment that I'm going to be doing for a while called Radio Rec LLC. True School Hip Hop since 2009. And again, Radio Rec LLC started in 2009. I did not start in 2009. I'm three decades in, but I'm just going to give you, I think a lot happened from 2009 to up to here. So I'm just going to give you a whole bunch of lessons, these 25 lessons, and maybe you could run with them and do something. All right? Peace.